It's time to get aboard the Old Gospel Ship with your host, Billy R. Douglas of Livermore, Kentucky. Stay tuned for some of the best music this side the gates of heaven.
Get on the gospel ship.
Call a neighbor, tell a friend, let someone know that the Old Gospel Ship is on the air right here on this great radio station, featuring music from yesterday and today. You'll hear all of your favorites. And now, join your host, Billy R. Douglas, for the Old Gospel Ship.
And it just might be leaving here today. This world is not my home. I'm just passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from a heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If a heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from a heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. They're all expecting me, and that's one thing I know. My Savior pardoned me, and now I onward go. I know He'll take me through, though I am weak and poor, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If a heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from a heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Just over in the glory land, we'll live eternally. The saints on every hand are shouting victory. Their song of sweetest praise drifts back from a heaven's shore, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If a heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from a heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
Welcome aboard this edition of the Old Gospel Ship. My name is Billy Douglas. I will be your host and your DJ for the next 60 minutes, bringing you some of the best gospel music this side of the gates of heaven. That song that we opened up with, "This World Is Not My Home," you can find that on one of my CDs. For more information on our music, our ministry, our newsletter, visit voiceofthelordministries.com. That's voiceofthelordministries.com. Right now would be a great time to call a neighbor, tell a friend, let somebody know that the Old Gospel Ship is on the air and we are loaded down with lots of great music and we're just about to pull out of the harbor. Our promise for today comes from Psalms 46 and 1. King James Version, of course. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. If you'll call out on His name today, He's there. It is our prayer today that you know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. And if you don't, we pray that something that we say or a song that we play will point you toward Calvary's cross and the Lamb of God who gave His life there for you and for me. Call a neighbor, tell a friend, let somebody know the Old Gospel Ship is on the air right here on your favorite radio station. Today, our featured artist is George Hamilton IV. And to get things going, we're going to allow him to tell you a story about the song Amazing Grace, and then he's going to sing the song for us. Get a hold of somebody. Let them know we're on the air. You're listening to The Old Gospel Ship.
There once was a young man whose mother passed away when he was only 6 years old. She was a good Christian mother, tried to raise him upright, but she went home to be with the Lord when he was just a little guy. Wasn't anybody home to look after him. His daddy was a sea captain. So he only got to go to school for about 3 years, and then at the age of 11, they sent him off to sea on his father's sailing ship. Well, you've heard that old story. He could cuss like a sailor. I don't guess all sailors necessarily curse, but this young man learned to cuss pretty good by the time he was 12. By the time he was 13, he could take a drink with the big boys. While still in his teens, he became an alcoholic, a blasphemer. His early life was one of immorality and failure after failure after failure. He was a bad kid. Got in so much trouble with his daddy that his father disowned him, kicked him off the ship. He went to work on slave ships, taking slaves from the coast of Africa to Charleston Harbor, South Carolina, to trade for cotton to take back to the port of Liverpool for the cotton mills of Lancashire, to make clean white shirts for English folks to wear to church on Sunday morning. We were all in it together. It's easy to point fingers and all, but those slaves were traded for cotton and rice and goods for nice European folks. Anyway, he was a slave trader, and he got in so much trouble on the slave ships that they put him down in the bottom of the boat, cleaning up after the slaves. He sunk to the lowest depths. At one point in his life, he literally became a slave of the slaves. He was in a storm at sea, and something started coming back to him from Sunday school days. Jesus loves me, this I know. That mother had planted a seed, that godly mother, and it sprang forth. He was a late bloomer, but he bloomed. He started praying. You say, well, wouldn't we all if we were in a storm at sea and thought we were going to drown? But he meant it. He prayed for forgiveness, and he prayed to be saved. Prayed for forgiveness for all those wasted years. And he was saved in more ways than one. He made it back to England, and what do you suppose he did? Went back to school, and at the age of 39, what do you suppose he became after all that? A preacher of the gospel, one of the greatest preachers England has ever known. Served for 15 years in the little town of Olney, just north of London. Went there to visit his grave one time. You say, well, why would some hillbilly singer from the Grand Ole Opry want to go to England and visit some former slave trader's grave? 'Cause written on his tombstone, it says, John Newton, clerk, once an infidel, a libertine, a servant of slaves in Africa, was by the rich mercy of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ preserved, restored, pardoned, and appointed to preach the faith he had long labored to destroy. What an amazing story. John Newton was definitely a late bloomer. He preached some mighty sermons in his later years and also wrote some beautiful hymns while he served in the little town of Olney. None any prettier than his own life story. John Newton put his autobiography and his confession in a song. He wrote this one.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved. When we've been
sound that saved a wretch like me.
Gospel group Forgiven right here on the Old Gospel Ship with Promises. Speaking of promises, we've got one for you out of the Word of God today, Psalms 46 and 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. You're listening to The Old Gospel Ship. We are so glad that you are. Such a privilege to come to you each and every week by way of the airwaves. And at the halfway point of today's program, we're going to ask you the most important question that you will ever answer in this here life. Right now, we've got more great music headed your way. This is a Henson song sung by Henson. Eric Henson's going to sing once again. And then right after that, our featured artist, George Hamilton IV, is going to sing I'll Fly Away. You're listening to The Old Gospel Ship.
Maybe you weren't among the crowd that crucified the Savior, and maybe you weren't the one who spat upon his face. And when the nails were driven in that pierced the flesh so tender, maybe you weren't the one who held his precious hands and feet in place. And maybe you weren't around when they mocked, behold, the King of Kings. And maybe you weren't the one who pierced his side, but then when to his call you answered no, it's you and you alone that crucifies the Savior once again. Savior, once again. Savior, once again, you've just crucified the Savior once again, once again.
Some glad morning when this life is o'er, I'll fly away,
fly away,
to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away,
fly away,
I'll fly away, oh glory,
I'll fly away,
when I die, hallelujah, by and by. Shadows are of this life have grown, I'll fly away. Like a bird from prison bars that's flown, I'll fly away. Just a few more weary days and then I'll fly away to a land where joy shall never end. I'll fly away.
The silent river. They're leaving.
They are
So won't you firmly promise me that you'll meet me by the river, and I'll make you this promise too.
You're listening to The Old Gospel Ship. That was Little Jan Buckner with some help from Wendy Bagwell. And I firmly promise you, our promise today from God's Word comes from Psalms 46 and 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. We've got time for another song by our featured artist, George Hamilton IV. Before we ask you the most important question that you'll ever answer in this life, we're also going to give you our contact information so that you can get in touch with us here. I know you want to do that because you know we want to hear from you. George Hamilton IV, right here on The Old Gospel Ship.
Rock of Ages, Rock of Ages, left for me.
There's a family Bible on the table. Its pages worn and hard to read, but that family Bible on the table will ever be my key to memory. At the end of day when work was over, was done, Dad would read to us from the family Bible, and we'd count our many blessings one by one. I can see us sitting round the table as from hear my mother softly singing, Rock of Ages, Rock of Ages, cleft for me. This old world of ours is full of trouble. So better be if it had more Bibles on the table and mothers singing Rock of Ages cleft for me. Rock of Ages, Rock of Ages cleft for me.
George Hamilton IV and Family Bible right here on The Old Gospel Ship. Well, I want to ask you the most important question that you will ever answer in this life. It has nothing to do with money, fame, fortune, or popularity status. Do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? Because that's the only thing that's going to matter once you leave this old world. Any fame or any wealth, any possessions that you attained in this life, you will leave them all behind, and you will stand before an all-holy God, and the only redemption, the only righteousness that you can stand there in is faith in what Jesus Christ did on the cross of Calvary. So if you're out there today and you do not know Jesus, you need to call out on His name right now, because none of us are promised tomorrow. None of us are promised our next breath. But if you'll turn to Him in faith, believing, and say, Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Savior. I believe that you died on the cross of Calvary. I believe that you were buried, and on the third day you rose again. I put my faith in you. And if you will do that, according to His word, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If we can help you with that in any way whatsoever, you can contact us here at The Old Gospel Ship, P.O. Box 541, Livermore, Kentucky, 42352. Maybe you just want to drop us a note in the mail and let us know you enjoy the program. Once again, that's P.O. Box 541, Livermore, Kentucky, 42352. Call or text 270-313-8753. Hook up with us on the internet. Check out our website, theoldgospelship.com. Or look us up on Facebook. We meet a lot of folks through Facebook. And you can like our page, stay in touch with us that way. We would love to hear from you. Right now, we're going to take a quick break, step away from the microphone, bring an important message, tell you about our free newsletter. But we'll be right back with some of the best gospel music this side of the gates of heaven. And you still have time to let somebody know that the Old Gospel Ship is on the air.
Now, all the prisoners here have been pardoned?
Yes, that's right.
Then why are they still here?
They refuse to accept their pardons, like this guy. Hey, Fred, do you want to accept the president's pardon?
There's no such thing as a president.
Yes, there is.
I've never seen him. Have you? Well, have you?
And then there's Joe.
Howdy, warden. Look how clean my cell is. That should clear up my record, don't you think?
Joe, will you just accept his pardon?
A pardon? Haven't I done enough to pay for my crime? Haven't I?
Too proud to accept the pardon?
Yep. And then there's Sam, who's still waiting to hear from the King of the Ocean.
There is no King of the Ocean.
Well, he believes that true pardons only come from the King of the Ocean.
That's too bad. All they'd have to do is accept the pardon, and they'd be free.
Yeah, I know. Best I can do is just tell them about it.
Through Jesus, all of us have been granted a pardon for the sins we've committed. Has unbelief, belief in the wrong thing, or believing you can earn it, prevented you from accepting God's gift?
Hey, Dad, what you reading?
Well, I'm reading the brand new edition of The Trumpet.
The Trumpet? What's that?
The Trumpet is the monthly publication from Voice of the Lord Ministries.
Cool. That sounds interesting.
Yeah, some good stuff.
What all's in there?
The Trumpet has some incredible articles from various pastors, a prayer request page, a page full of prayer requests, various CD offers, and a few jokes. Hey, and they even have a website.
Well, how can I get a copy, Dad?
Well, you can either call or write and request your free monthly copy. Voice of the Lord Ministries, P.O. Box 541, Livermore, Kentucky, 42352. Or call 270-313-8753. Or click the website at thetrumpetonline.com.
Cool! I'm going to check that out.
The Trumpet, the monthly publication from Voice of the Lord Ministries, celebrating 30 years of taking the message of the cross to America and beyond.
Hi, this is Terry with the Chigger Hill Boys and Terry. Thank you for listening to The Old Gospel Ship Radio with your host, Billy Douglas. God bless.
Was crazy.
greater love for mortal man has ever been known.
Has ever been known.
Oh, praise his dear name, he loved me so. Now I am his, he's mine, I know. He suffered it all.
The Chickahear Boys and Terry right here on the Old Gospel Ship. I've said it before, I will say it again. Bluegrass gospel music just does not get any better than that right there. Because he loved me. You're listening to the Old Gospel Ship. We are so thankful for that. Each and every week, this program is heard all around the globe. We appreciate all of our listeners that tune in every week. And we ask that you would do us a favor. Let this great radio station know that you appreciate them bringing the program to you each and every week. Just drop them a line, maybe give them a phone call and say, hey, thank you for bringing us the Old Gospel Ship. And when you get in touch with them, get in touch with us. We would love to hear from you. Our announcer will give you all of our contact information at the end of the program, or you can check us out online, theoldgospelship.com. Our featured artist today is George Hamilton IV. And I've got a special song to share with you right now. This is George Hamilton IV and his son, and a song entitled, We Will Meet Again. You're listening to the Old Gospel Ship. Let somebody know that we're on the air.
They told me you'd be leaving, you'd be leaving us behind. Soon you'd go walking through that valley. They said it was only a matter of time.
Well, I will surely miss you. How I wish you would not go. But there are some things that we can't change, and some answers we may well never know.
But we will meet again somewhere on the other side. We'll walk hand in hand. It's looking like it's over now, but it surely ain't the end. We will be again. All the seeds that you once planted, they are now flowers out in the field. Oh, but someday,
oh, but someday,
we will be gathered,
we will be gathered
for to join you high upon the hill. And we will meet again somewhere on the other side. We'll walk hand in hand. You know it's looking like it's over now, but it surely ain't the end. We will meet again. Yes, we will. We will meet again.
As Jesus was passing by one day, Martha invited him in. Many preparations had to be made all day to get ready for the meal. As Mary sat down at Jesus' feet, Martha began to groan. Don't you care that I've had to work so hard? Mary left me to do this alone. Jesus began to speak to them. He turned to Martha instead, saying, Mary is chosen well, my friend, listening to what I've said. You're worried and upset about many things, Martha, you need to know. In Gethsemane he prayed, Father, if your will, please take this cup away. Knowing all along that he would be nailed to the cross of Calvary, but he died that day for you and for me. And the blood still washes sins away. Let it wash and cleanse your soul today. The blood came streaming down his side for you and for me. He died, and the blood still washes sins away. While he was hanging on that rugged tree, the thief cried, Lord, remember me. With blood flowing down his side and tears in those loving eyes, he said, today you'll be with me in paradise. And the blood still washes.
your sins away. Let it wash and cleanse your soul today. The blood came streaming down his side for you and for me. He died, and the blood still washes sins away. Lose all their guilty stains. Lose all their guilty stains. And sinners plunge beneath that blood that still washes sins away. Yes, the blood still washes sins away.
Ray Owens right here on the Old Gospel Ship, and the blood still washes sins away. It's the only thing that can. And before that, Jeff and Sherry Easter and Let the Little Things Go. Our promise for today comes from Psalms 46 and 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. At the end of the program today, our announcer will give you our contact information. We do that because we want to hear from you. It is always a blessing to hear from one of our Old Gospel Ship listeners, and we'd appreciate if one of those listeners that gets in touch with us would be you. Look us up on Facebook, The Old Gospel Ship, and connect with us that way, or text 270-313-8753. We'll be waiting and listening. Coming up, our featured artist, George Hamilton IV and Life's Railway. You're listening to The Old Gospel Ship.
Life is like a mountain railroad with an engineer that's brave. He must make the run successful. Cradle to the grave. Watch the curves, the fields, the tunnels. Do your duty, never fail. Keep your hand upon the throttle and your eye upon the rail. Blessed Savior, thou must guide us till we reach that blissful shore, where the angels wait to join us in thy praise forevermore. As you roll across the trestle, spanning Jordan's swelling tide, you behold the Union Depot, into which your train will glide. There you'll meet the superintendent, God the Father, God the Son, with a hearty, joyous plaudit. Weary pilgrim, welcome home. Blessed Savior, thou must guide us till we reach that blissful shore, where the angels wait to join us in thy praise forevermore.
I was hanging out with my little boy one night, just being guys and having a play fight. He makes me laugh at all the silly things he does. And then I asked him who his favorite daddy was. didn't hesitate as he looked me in the eye. But I was surprised when he pointed to the sky. He said, God's my favorite daddy, but daddy, I love you. He said, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but dad, you know it's true. I said, son, I'd like to finish ahead of all the rest, but that's one time I don't mind being second best. So much wisdom from a boy who's only four. He loves his daddy, but he loves his Jesus more. Supposed to train him in the way that he should go. But I've learned more from my little boy, you know. His pure heart and faith that makes me wanna cry. As I recall the day he pointed to the sky. And he said, God's my favorite daddy, but daddy, I love you. He said, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but dad, you know it's true. I said, son, I'd like to finish ahead of all the rest, but that's one time I don't mind being second best. The faith of a child has made me see that's how the Lord wants all of us to be. He said, God's my favorite daddy, but daddy, I love you. He said, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but dad, you know it's true. I said, son, I'd like to finish ahead of all the rest, but that's one time I don't mind being second best. Yeah, that's one time.
From the book of life, it makes me feel right. I feel so excited, not surrounded by fright. And when I feel the presence of the Holy Spirit, it makes me cry. My Alpha Omega, I'll love you until I die. My Alpha Omega, you're the first and the last. You're my Alpha Omega, a true love that will last. Oh, now that I know you, I feel so alive. You're my Alpha Omega, you're the love of my life. That my life has changed, I want you to know I'll be faithful to you.
And when I worship you, you know how much I love you so. My Alpha Omega, I never wanna let you go. My Alpha Omega, you're the first and the last. My Alpha Omega, a true love that will last. When I read from the good book, I feel so alive. You're my Alpha Omega, I am yours till I die. You're my Alpha Omega, I am yours till I die.
Billy Grande and Alpha Omega. Before that, we had the Calvary Cowboys and Second Best. It's time for us to get on down the road, folks. Our announcer is going to give you our contact information. George Hamilton IV going to take us off the air today for the Old Gospel Ship. This is Billy Douglas. Until we meet again on the air or in the air, may the Lord bless and keep you, is our prayer.
They tell me of a home far beyond the skies. They tell me of a home far away. They tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an unclouded day. Oh, the land of cloudless days. Oh, the land of an unclouded sky. They tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an unclouded day. They tell me of a home where my friends have gone. They tell me of that land far away, where the tree of life and eternal bloom sheds its fragrance through the unclouded day. Oh, the land of cloudless days. Oh, the land of an unclouded sky. They tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an unclouded day. The king in his beauty there. They tell me that mine eyes shall behold.
Thanks for listening to the Old Gospel Ship with your host, Billy R. Douglas. If today's program has been a blessing to you, please let us know by writing the Old Gospel Ship, Post Office Box 541, Livermore, Kentucky, 42352. Once again, that's Post Office Box 541, Livermore, Kentucky, 42352, or call 270-313-8753, or visit us online at theoldgospelship.com. The Old Gospel Ship is a production of the Voice of the Lord Ministries of Livermore, Kentucky. Thanks again for listening, and until we meet again, please keep this ministry in your prayers.